Red FM. Killian here with you on the Sunday show. And after a 2-week absence, it is time once again for my
mildly interesting facts of the weekend.
Glastonbury is in full swing this weekend, but did you know that Nazi beater Winston Churchill is responsible for this annual musical pilgrimage? Well, in a manner of speaking, he is. Winston's granddaughter, Arabella Spencer Churchill, was a bit of a hippie who co-founded the Glastonbury Festival with Michael Eavis and a select group of friends. From humble beginnings, Glasto now attracts musical revelers from all over the world, but in these post-Brexit times, what would Churchill have to say about all these foreigners descending on the UK?
We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight in the fields.
They're just music fans, Winston. It's okay that they come over to see a few bands, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
That's the wrong Churchill. If you had a late night last night, here's a sobering fact for you. Nearly 10% of Americans believe chocolate milk comes from brown cows. Yes, a study by the Innovation Center of US Dairy found that 7% of Americans, which works out at about 16.4 million people, believe chocolatey milk comes from lovely brown cows. And these weren't children. The research was conducted on 1,000 people over the age of 18. But a whopping 48% of people said they didn't know where chocolate milk came from. Doesn't seem to bother this one particular American who probably thinks these brown cows are responsible for this delicious dessert.
We had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen.
Yeah, okay, I know I've used that clip about 3 times, but she's been very quiet lately. Which is a good thing, but terrible for this segment. Finally, for now, for those of you heading on a sun holiday, planning to spend your time on the beach, but in fear of what may lie below the ocean's surface, well, no need to worry, as you are more likely to die by selfie than by shark attack. Yes, as of this month, so far in 2017, 5 people have died at the jagged teeth of a shark, while 29 have met their maker by their own mobile phone holding hands. And selfie-related injuries have surged here in Ireland too. In a single week last summer, 4 people were admitted to University College Hospital in Galway with what doctors call the selfie wrist. Is that what teenage boys are calling it these days?
Mildly interesting facts of the weekend.